as Colorado processes yet another mass shooting, I'm joined in the studio by someone who has lived experience with the sudden death of a loved one. Phil Calitri created a foundation in honor of his daughter, Kara. The foundation, Kara's Wave of Hope, is hosting a 5K fun run and a 2K walk this Saturday at Boulder High. Phil Calitri, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Shannon.
We had scheduled this interview before Saturday's mass shooting in Colorado Springs, but this provides an opportunity for you to share your own experiences working through grief. Tell us about the leftover turkey trot.
Yes. Well, we started this fun run last year. Was our first annual. My daughter, Kara, was 16 in January of 2020 when she crossed. And so in her spirit, she was a very strong-willed, competitive, and also kind of generous person who had a lot of impact in the community, a lot with sports, but even beyond that, just in general. And so having lost her in 2020 and then COVID hit, it took us a while to organize, and we got together and decided in that spirit needs to keep pushing forward. And so as part of, I guess you could call it part of the grief process. I mean, if you want to know what the immediate impact of the grief was, it's indescribable, as one can imagine. And I can't go through it all, but what I will say is there's no one right way to grieve. Each of us has to process it in our own way. And I know that's sort of pertinent right now with what's going on. And I feel, too, I had been prepared before this happened to talk about some of the negativity going on, even in Boulder, that I feel like a lot of people say it's not like it used to be here. And so we're trying to bring a positive aspect to the community. And so we really call this a community event. And that's our focus, is to bring the community out to make it fun. We have live music, and so people who want to run and are serious about running, they can time themselves and test themselves. But for the rest of the people, you can walk 2K. You can just listen to music, have something to eat, sign up for our raffle. We have some great community support. I have probably 40 sponsors already. And so that's the message we're trying to get out. And to help others in the community. That's what our foundation does.
Give us a sense exactly of what is going to happen on Saturday. What time does it start?
Okay.
You know, details.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, you can get there at 9 o'clock to register, but you can also go online right now. And we'd love it if you would, so that we have some idea of our numbers, at caraswaveofhope.org. And so at 9 a.m., you can register, have bagels and fruit and so forth, and then the actual run will start at 10 o'clock. And if we have a lot of walk-ups, I sometimes push it back, or I did last year by a few minutes. And so everyone will run, finish running and walking, and then we will, again, the music will be going, and then we'll do our raffle at that point. And like I say, it's pretty much it. Last year there were quite a few people, I think, reconnecting. A lot of Kara's classmates are now in college, and it's very touching. I mean, some of them even last year changed their flights back to school just so they could go Saturday morning. So that, again, the kind of impact she had throughout the community. And so we have the community support of businesses, and now we want the community to come on out and join us.
Yeah, and if you're feeling a little heavy after Thanksgiving, you don't have to run. It is a walk as well. And this is taking place in the rec field of Boulder High School. That is the big kind of stadium-like thing outside, back behind Boulder High.
On the west side, yes. It's on the it'd be the west side of the building.
Okay, the west side of the building at Boulder High.
I'm sorry, southwest.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Where
the track is.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's where the start is.
Now, this is a foundation, and it goes towards, where do the funds go?
Yes, we're trying to partner with some people, but basically, and again, for any listeners out there, anyone can apply. I mean, even though we're partnering with some sports clubs and also Boulder High School, we have two different types of scholarships. One is for athletic scholarships, and this is for youth that can't afford to play competitive sports at the highest level. So sometimes a club will pay for their registration, but that same player might get left out for a college showcase, for instance, in San Diego or in Arizona. So we're going to pick up the cost of that so that that child may actually, it may make a big difference. They may get a scholarship to college where they might not have been able to attend college. And the second half is academic scholarships for anyone interested in environmental science, atmospheric science, anything to do with the environment, renewing our environment, preserving our environment. So we have that broad-based also. So my advice to anyone who's listening is just apply. You know, you go and look at the application, whether you think it relates or not, go ahead and write your essay and give an application, and we're going to consider anyone and everyone. It's for people who don't have the financial means to move forward. So that's what we're trying to do, is to pursue their dream, help them pursue their dreams through this foundation.
And where can people find out more information about participating in the on Saturday's Leftover Turkey Trot or in applying for scholarships?
It's all right there on the website, careswaveofhope.org. And you can also sign up for our newsletter. And for those who do Instagram, we have that also, Kara's Wave of Hope. But yes, it's careswaveofhope.org, and that's Kara with a C.
With a C, yes,
yes.
Indeed. Well, Phil Kalitri, anything else that you would like to add in our final seconds?
You know, the other thing is I know a lot of people travel for Thankport, our cause, without being there. And you can win the raffle even if you're not present. And again, I think we're just trying to, all I would say is we're really just trying to make this something, a very positive event in these times when things are not so positive for a lot of people. We want to uplift the entire community and bring them together.
Well, thank you, Phil Kalitri, for joining me today in the studio.